This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The future of the former Maple Crest Golf Course in Summers could be decided today. Leaders are considering a large housing development. The plan includes nearly 300 homes, with construction possibly starting as soon as June if approved. Both Kenosha and Racine residents can now pick up free gun locks as part of a safety effort. The locks are available in public health vending machines, along with items like Narcan and medication safety kits. Kenosha County just added them. Racine has had them for about 10 months. Officials say safe storage can help prevent accidents, suicides, and violence. A new lawsuit is raising questions about the use of force at a Racine County juvenile facility. A mother claims her son was assaulted by staff, while the county says the situation involved threats and was reviewed by authorities. No charges were filed, but one staff member resigned. Go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. The Kenosha Police Department has become one of the largest in Wisconsin to earn official accreditation. The process took more than 2 years and included an in-depth review of policies and operations. Officials say it shows a commitment to transparency. And after more than 20 years in Racine, a popular zoo animal is moving on to help its species survive. Timu the black rhino has been transferred to another zoo as part of a breeding program. Zoo staff says it's a tough goodbye, but an important step for conservation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new $1.8 billion deal at the Capitol is getting mixed reactions, even as it promises tax relief and more money for schools. Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders say the plan to use surplus funds would send rebate checks, cut property taxes, and boost K-12 education funding. Some top Democrats are pushing back, saying the deal was put together without enough input and may not have the votes yet. Even one Republican senator is warning it could create budget problems down the road. Lawmakers are set to take it up this week. A Democratic candidate for governor says blocking him from speaking could actually help him win. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kurt Bangstad tells WISN 12's Upfront program that if he's not allowed to speak at the state Democratic convention, it would boost his chances in the primary. He's facing criticism from party leaders and other candidates over a Facebook post about the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Bangstad says the post was satire, but he also suggested the attack may have been staged, something authorities have not supported. He says his campaign is gaining traction, but has not released fundraising numbers. A Western Wisconsin school district is inviting the public to learn more about a lawsuit that could impact schools statewide. The Eau Claire Area School District is hosting an information session today about a case against the Wisconsin legislature over school funding. The lawsuit includes districts in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Beloit, Adams Friendship, and Nisida, along with teachers, parents, and advocacy groups. They argue the state hasn't kept funding up with rising costs, which they say hurts some students more than others. The case could shape how schools are funded across Wisconsin. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series at home against the San Diego Padres. Milwaukee coming off that three-game sweep of the Yankees, holding New York to just 6 runs over 28 innings. The Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, says the credit belongs to the guys in the team's bullpen.
Pitching staff, it doesn't go unnoticed. You got Harrison, never been a full-time guy in the big leagues. You got Chad Patrick, first time in the pen. D.L. Hall emerging as a leverage guy. And what Ashby's done is amazing. So you think about it, you know, that's pitching that was against that lineup. Best record in baseball. It was outstanding.
Elsewhere, the Cubs in Atlanta to take on the Braves after losing two of their last three to the Texas Rangers. Basketball, ESPN says the Bucks phone lines are open and are taking calls for the best offers and a possible trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, in the meantime, is in Milwaukee, spotted at the zoo Sunday with his family on Mother's Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon, and it will be breezy today. Our high 73. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a lot cooler with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.